I'm Jim Stevenson. Welcome to The Game Room. ...77,103 people across 104 countries came together to achieve what had seemed to be impossible in the current global COVID-19 situation. They ran, walked, or rolled simultaneously in the annual Wings for Life World Run Challenge for Charity. Among those competing was eight-time overall World Cup alpine skiing champion Marcel Hirscher.
It was a different situation than all the other years, but it was hard. I mean, it is every year. It is hard if you go to your personal 100%. But running with the app was definitely something new.
Hirscher found the run inspirational.
During the run, there is time to think about all the people they are running at the same moment right now. So, and the real good thing is that everybody is running for something good, and this is really nice and gives you a lot of confidence during the run. So it was great to be part of this Wings for Life World Run.
Red Bull Racing Formula One team principal Christian Horner thought of the Phantom course vehicle behind him.
Okay, so that's 8 kilometers done. They're about 2.3 kilometers behind me. The virtual safety car, course car. I wish he'd hurry up.
Not lost in the massive list of runners was world top five tennis player Dominic Thiem of Austria.
Of course, I mean, there were more than 70,000 participants. I'm really happy that I was one of them, and also a very good endurance session for myself, so it's a very good day for me.
The Wings for Life event has been held on the first weekend of May since 2014. But this is the first time that participants have had to take part in isolation due to the coronavirus pandemic.
The Wings for Life World Run is a great thing, and it's for a great cause, because I really hope, and I'm also pretty sure, that one day they can heal the spinal cord injury, and that would be sensational and for sure one of the big days in the history.
One of the most unusual virtual competitions this past week involved three world-class pole vaulters.
Here we go. It's the inaugural clash of the titans, a triumvirate of excellence here for the first ultimate garden clash.
French 2012 Olympic champion Renaud Lavillenie and Sweden's world record holder Armand Mondo Duplanty devised the contest along with U.S. pole vaulter Sam Kendricks.
5, 4, 3, 2, 1, and the clock is running.
It was a race to see who could produce the most 5-meter vaults within a 30-minute period in their own backyards. Renaud and Mondo finished tied for the lead.
You are dead level on 36. You both only had one failure. What we're going to do, if you're up for this, we'll give you a couple of minutes to get your breath back. 3 minutes to do as many as you can.
But the improvised playoff never happened, as both men were exhausted.
Apparently, Renaud, your 36th effort was achieved just a fraction before the race. I think you should share the first place, or do you want to take it?
I will give a piece of the gold medal to Mondo to share it with him.
Perfect.
That's fine for me.
I think that is the correct moral line to take.
Let me say, we can say that I'm the first winner and Mondo is the second winner.
Sam Kendricks placed third from his back garden in Oxford, Mississippi. Former England captain Sir Bill Beaumont was re-elected as the chairman of World Rugby for another 4 years.
Well, I feel very honoured, you know, to get a second term, that the things that I wasn't able to do in the first 4 years, hopefully I can do them in the second four.
The 68-year-old faces a huge challenge with competitive disruption by the coronavirus pandemic.
A very, very tough time for global rugby. you know, over the next 12 months, it's going to be a challenge for both the international schedule and also for club and domestic schedules.
Leading a sport often marred by geographical rifts, Beaumont called for unity.
It's really important that we don't have any major issues. The north and the south, we have to pull together for the betterment of the game, for the whole of the global game, the whole of the rugby family. It's imperative that we do pull together.
The global impact of the virus gives Beaumont a chance to close divisions among members.
Well, I think the crisis has posed a lot of problems. It's not just necessary for countries that are at the top table and those that aren't, that everybody is affected by the coronavirus. But one thing that you can rest assured, that World Rugby looks upon every single member of World Rugby as being important, and you have my word that we will be working collaboratively to do whatever we can to enable rugby to grow in your regions and your countries.
Like all other organized professional sports, Beaumont will first be looking to see how to restart games.
I think we have to look at the playing schedules, that we have to look at whether the July and November windows are working. I think there could well be an opportunity now with the coronavirus that we can maybe look at these windows, and we will be working in collaboration not only with our stakeholders, the union, but we'll also be in dialogue with clubs as well.
The Tour de France cycling race has unsurprisingly been postponed, but the delay offers top contender Romain Bardet of France more time to train.
Yeah, the first look was really good news to know that the Tour de France will be held late August, and yeah, it was really, really nice to know that, because yeah, when you have to go to train inside on the rollers every day, it's really good to have, yeah, you know, like very a goal in mind to say, I'm right now, I'm suffering, I'm pedaling, but that's for an aim, that's for a good cause.
Bardet says he was looking forward to getting back to competition, but knows the coronavirus pandemic means it is far from certain the iconic annual race will happen at all.
Yeah, that would be either the worst scenario, the worst case, but I think there is a small probability to that the season just can go any further, but the main point is that we don't know when, and we don't know how with all the restriction and in the different countries. We don't know about that, but that will be definitely the worst scenario if the pandemic is still too big in the autumn and no sporting event will be held.
Bardet is known for his climbing ability, which makes him one of the top contenders in the major tours. He says the Tour de France presents many difficult logistics now that people need to socially distance.
Maybe the Tour de France is the hardest race to organize, because what's the problem with the with this virus is the human contact, you know, and with the Tour de France there is every day hundreds of thousands of person along the road, and the contacts are inside the peloton and with the public is quite massive, so it's a big deal to organize such a big event, but we all know that all the cycling season depends on the Tour de France.
The Tokyo Olympics remain in doubt, even with a schedule pushed back a full year. But former France, PSG, and Lyon midfielder Vikash Jirasu says it is time a referendum was held, giving the people of Paris a chance on whether they still want the city to host the 2024 Olympic Games. Well, Tokyo is delayed and all work on Paris 2024 has stopped. So in theory, they can't be ready for 2024 in the way that they would want to be. We are against it, of course. No, now is really the moment to hold a referendum to ask the people of Paris. The description has been used of the 2024 games that they have become obsolete. Durasu says the Olympics are not the priority with so many things to relaunch. He says helping struggling students, restaurants, and small shops will help recreate a life lost, not the Olympic Games.
Stand up!
Sports fans have a lot to hear each day on VOA. Listen to the sunny side of sports for the latest from Africa, the United States, and around the world.
Friends, we can all listen to the sunny side of sports.
Great show, bro.
Find the sunny side of sports on the radio, online, and as a podcast.
This is Sunny Side of Sports.
Right here on the Voice of America.
I get it.
It is a time for regrouping among the members of the U.S. Women's National Soccer Team. A federal judge threw out the unequal pay claim by players in a surprising loss for the defending World Cup champions, but allowed their allegation of discriminatory working conditions to go to trial. Players led by Alex Morgan sued in March 2019, claiming they had not been paid equally under their collective bargaining agreement to what the men's national team receives under its labor deal. They asked for more than $66 million in damages. In a 32-page decision, Judge Jerry Klausner ruled in favor of the United States Soccer Federation's argument that women's players were paid more in total and on a per-game basis during the period in question. Top Italian football clubs in Serie A are preparing to reopen the doors of their training grounds in the coming days. A reported change of heart by the Italian government has Italian footballers returning to club facilities this week as part of a phased easing of coronavirus restrictions. Team sports are not to be cleared for at least 2 weeks, as individual teams are left to pursue their own arrangements, aided by regional guidelines and their own preparedness to safely staff facilities. The first live golf event since the worldwide pandemic shut down sports is soon to be broadcast on television. Rory McIlroy of Northern Ireland and American Dustin Johnson headline a $3 million charity match for COVID-19 relief. The May 17th match will be played at Seminole Golf Club in South Florida, a fabled course along the ocean where Ben Hogan once prepared for the Masters. The event will also be the first ever televised golf from Seminole Golf Club. McIlroy and Johnson, major champions who have reached number one in the world, will be partners in a skins match against Oklahoma State alumni Ricky Fowler and Matthew Wolf. McIlroy and Johnson are playing for the American Nurses Foundation, while Fowler and Wolf are playing for the CDC Foundation. The Game Room opens with new stories each week, or play anytime on voanews.com.